Well, good morning. Good morning to all of you, God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. Saints, He has done marvelous. He has done marvelous things. Praise the Lord. I am so grateful to God for those of you who have gotten up early this morning. It's in the middle of the day where I am now. But for those of you who have gotten up early this morning so that we can have a time together to share of the goodness and the kindness of God. Saints, as I said when I first started off, I'm not sure how long this call is going to last. I'm having some serious problems with my connection of this app, but that's all right. I heard some of your voices. I know that the Lord is still blessing. And to the brother, the sister who's going through something in your life right now, the Lord has sent a word to you, and I want to jump right to it, so just in case we get disconnected. In Isaiah chapter 26 and the fourth verse, Isaiah chapter 26 and the fourth verse, the Lord gives you this word: trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord Himself is your eternal rock. I'm going to read it to you again. Trust in the Lord forever. Not just for the day, not just for a certain circumstance, not just when things are going well, but the word of God from Isaiah says, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord Himself, the powerful one, the mighty one, is the eternal rock. It doesn't matter where life lands you. This text tells us to trust the Lord. So very clearly, I just want to tell you the word of God to you today is trust the Lord on this one. Trust the Lord on this one. There are so many people who are listening to me, and you're going through things and situations and circumstances in your life, and you don't really know exactly what's going on. You're trying to figure stuff out. Every time one thing goes right, something else goes wrong, and you're trying to figure it all out, and you're trying to wonder, God, what are you doing? What is happening? I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to pay my tithing, but bills are just piling up. Issues are just happening. My health is falling apart. The Lord's word to you is simple. Trust me on this one. Trust me on this one. He knows what He's doing. He made you. For the last couple of weeks, we've been urging you to trust God. I'm not doing this because I just feel it's something I need to do. I'm doing this because the Lord is sending His word to you. You're going to have to trust the Lord on this one. Your mother cannot fix it. Your father cannot fix it. Your family cannot fix it. The pastor cannot fix it. Friends cannot fix it. Associates cannot fix it. You are going to have to trust the Lord on this one. You've trusted others on others, and the Lord gave them the provisions to make it happen for you. For what is going on in your life right now, you're going to have to trust the Lord on this one. This one, I don't know what this one is. This one may be an illness. This one may be financial. This one may be an uncertainty. This one may be a job. I don't know. But what the Lord sends the word to you this morning is simple. Trust me on this one. God made you. He knows all about you. He knows the circumstances of your situation. He knows the proclivity of what is happening around you. He wants you to trust Him. That's what we have to make sure you understand this morning. You're going to have to trust the Lord on this one. At the end of all, you've heard, know, or are experiencing, the command of God is for your life to be strong and trust Him. You cannot be weak in this moment. You cannot be feeble in this moment. You cannot lose heart in this moment. You're just going to have to stand firm, not knowing your next step, but trusting and believing that God's got your back. One of our deaconess Allen, would always say, God's got your back. And I never understood it until later on in my ministry, where she was and what she was talking about. It's not always about God having your back for the crooked people who want to hurt you. But sometimes in the private moments, when you are struggling with something that's going on in your life, to be reassured that God's got your back, that'll get you through whatever you're going through. Life is but a glimpse. We live it, and then we're done. What you do in that glimpse, it really matters. And the Lord is saying to all of us on this morning, I need you to trust me on this one. As a matter of fact, you can look back over your life and you can see what God has already done. You can see how God has already made ways for you. You can see how God has already bridged gaps in your life. You can see how God has always already been a wheel in the middle of a wheel, how he's been a shelter for you, how he's held back the storms of life in your life, and even in the midst of some of the storms, how he's given you peace. If God can do all of that for you then, what's your issue now? We cannot serve God situational. Well, I trust him for this, but I really don't trust him for that. Either we will trust him or we will not. The call of God for your life is to trust him. God will never command us to do anything or land us in a space or place that his power cannot preserve, protect, or overpower whatever is confronting us. Nothing is too hard for God. There is no space or place that God cannot bring us through. Do you really trust that is the real questioning in your mind? It has to be in your mind. Do you really trust God, or are you just going through situational moments in your life where you can celebrate him for this he's done for you? But God is not Santa Claus. God is not just the person who comes to bear gifts. Sometimes he comes to develop us and to test where our trust and reliance really is. Right now, you're in a moment where God wants to know, do you love me for me, or do you only love me for my gifts? If you love me for me, then you'll suffer with me, because to suffer with me means you're going to reign with me. And this is the unfair part about it. We already know we will win at the end. We already know that everything is going to be all right. So why can't you grab hold to the truth of who God is and just trust him? God is always up to something and is ready to sustain, surprise, and support us while we're going through whatever we're going through on the assignment that he has for our lives. Here's your word. Trust God in this one. Trust God in this one. Trust is what God is after in our lives. I shared that with you on Wednesday as I was closing out our time of prayer and meditation. And I want to share that with you again. God is after our trust. If you really trust the Lord, you have to learn to lean on how and who God is. You have to depend on the fact that he's not the same, that does things the same every time. Sometimes he comes in fire. Sometimes he comes in a cool breeze. He comes in different ways. And whichever way he comes, because we often quote that and we used to sing it, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Well, if we really believe and we're truly committed to that statement, that any way he bless us, we'll be satisfied, then you have to understand some of the blessings is going to come after some tears. Some of the blessings are going to come after some hurt. Some of the blessings are going to come after some shattering moments in your life. If you really trust God and you believe that he's going to work it out, then you're going to have to stop being situational, saying to yourself, well, if the Lord do this, then I'll trust him. You're not in charge. You don't get to say what the Lord is going to do, when he's going to do it, and how he's going to do it. God is saying to all of us on this day, trust me. Trust me for who I am. Trust me for what I'm able to do. I'm able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ever ask, think, or imagine. Be strong in the directive and direction in which God is now taking you. Trust is what's required. Trust is what's required. My brother, you're listening to me intensely this morning. My sister, you are listening because you want to believe what I'm saying, but there's some doubt and skepticism in your spirit. The Lord is saying, do away with the skepticism. Do away with everything that's going to block the blessing that's coming your way. You're going to be blessed beyond measure. You can just trust him today. If you can just hold on to them. I've had people who have called me, new members of our church, who have shared with me, Pastor, I got on at 5 o'clock and you kept going at something and it was me you were talking to. I had lost this and I had lost that and I was ready to lose my mind. But Pastor, I held on and I believed. Can you do me a favor today, as that brother, as that sister have shared their testimonies with me? Can you just trust God for this one? Can you not give up for this one? Can you hold firm to this one? If you only knew what life lends me sometime. If you only knew the struggles and the pains and the heartaches I have to go through. But I keep moving because I know God is up to something. People want to know, why are you so blessed, Curry? I'm going to tell you why I'm so blessed. Because I'm a believer. I'm a believer that nothing that's formed against me will ever prosper. I'm a believer that I may find myself going through a valley and the shadow of death, but I'm not going to fear because God is with me. Join the Curry party today of just trusting God. I don't know where God has taken us. I don't know where things are going to land us. But what I do know, if God be for me, if God be for you, He's more than the whole world against you. That's a powerful word for somebody this morning. You can get up and get ready for church now. You can get up and get ready for life now. You can get up and get ready to praise God in a different and a more powerful way. Because if God be for you, He's more than the whole crooked world that is against you. If God can change it, then God will change it. As a matter of fact, God can and He will. But this is what I always ask people. If you can change it, why can't you go ahead and change it? If you can make a difference, why don't you go ahead and make a difference? But if you can't, you're going to have to trust God. You're going to have to trust that God knows what He's doing. And this is the reality. This is the truth. You will survive. You will thrive. And you will come out alive. You will not die. He's not finished with you. You will not be defeated. He has more for your life. Jesus said these words, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. You've got to choose your outcome. This is the reckoning moment. You have to choose your outcome. This is the reckoning moment. You will have to choose your outcome. Will it be testimony or will it of tragedy or will it be testimony of triumphant? And let me tell you right now, if you trust God, amen and yes is your response from God. He will bless your coming. He'll bless your going. David said these words, I once was young, but now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor its seed begging bread. I once was young, but now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor its seed begging bread. The question this morning is very simple. Why trust Him with this one? Why trust Him with this one? Here it is, because God is faithful. That's why. David told us, "There, I was young, I'm old, but God has never forsaken me." And I come to tell you, I was young, I'm now middle-aged, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken. There's some saints on this call who are much older than I, and they'll tell you they were once young, they're now old, but they have never seen the righteous forsaken. I want you to trust that today. You trust Him on this one because God is faithful. But I have another reason for why you need to trust Him. Because God is forthright. Yes, He is. God is not a man that He could lie, nor the son of man that He needs to repent. My word to you is this. God is forthright in what He has promised. He promised He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He promised that you would be the head and not the tail. He promised that no weapon that's formed against you will prosper. He promised that all things work together for the good of them that love Him. He promised that if your mother and your father forsake you, then He, the Lord God Himself, will take you up. My brother, my sister, you have to trust that God is forthright in what He has already declared, and what He has declared is who He is. He is righteous, He is holy, but most of all, He is all-powerful. But not only must we trust Him with this one, because God is faithful and because He is forthright, but here's the one that so many people struggle with, but I got to give it to you this morning. We have to trust Him with this one. You, my sister, have to trust Him with this one. You, my brother, have to trust Him with this one, because the Lord, our God, is for real. He is for real. He is for real. He's not a fake. He's not a carbon copy. He is the one and only true eternal God. Listen to the words of the text again. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord Himself, is the eternal rock. He's your strength. He's your solace. He's your hope. He's your happiness. He's your joy. He's your completion. You have to trust Him. Get away from trusting people. They will disappoint you every time. Trust me when I tell you. People are only with you as long as they can smooch off of you. But let me tell you about God. God constantly gives to us. In this moment, my sister, Don't you trust anybody. I want you to trust God on this one. Go forward. Step forward. Move forward. Trusting and believing. God's got your back. Why? Because he's faithful. Because he's forthright. And because he's for real. He is real. The old saints used to sing with the song, he's real, real. Jesus is real to me. And I love that old hymn of the church, because that's when I get low. I have to sing it. Oh, yes, he gives me the victory. So many people doubt him, but I know too much about him. Jesus is real to me. If he's not real to you, I'm just saying words. If he's not real to you, I'm just talking talk. But if he's real to you, then let me be honest with you. He'll make a way. He'll open the door. He'll bridge the gaps. He'll bless your socks off. He'll bless your coming in, and he'll bless your going out. This morning, the word of God to the people of God is very simple. Trust him on this one. Pray with me this morning. Oh God, our Father, we thank you. You've been kind. You've been just. You've been merciful. God, you've proven yourself over and over and over and over and over again. Whatever our prayer requests are today, Father, be you. Heal, deliver, and set free. Father, strengthen those names I've called out previously. Father, bless them coming and bless them going. Give them what they need. We appreciate, God, all that you've done for us. You've made a way. You opened doors, and you've bridged all gaps in our lives. We owe you all. But, God, you only require one thing, and help us with it, God. You require our trust and dependency. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we are trusting and depending on you, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We give you glory. And God, we give you honor. Now, God, for those who have brought prayer lists to this call, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch them. Father, we don't know the names of the individuals, but God, we know you. We know that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly. Oh, God, I thank you. And I give you all the glory. And we give you all the honor. And Father, we thank you for all that we have seen and all that we've heard. Be with us, God, and stand by us. Hold us close to you. You're so wonderful. You're so magnificent. Bless this day. Father, we thank you for all the pastors who are on the call today. Give them a strong word from on high. The ministers who will minister the word of God today. Father, let the word be strong, powerful, and mighty. You're able, God. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask. Let the worship experiences be blessed. Let the worship experiences heal somebody. Let's call somebody and say, I yield. What must I do to be saved? Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. And now, God, I release the people into your hands, and Father, have your way in their lives. And Father, there's a sister on the call today. There's a brother on the call today who needed this word. They needed to be reminded to trust you in this moment. It's a hard moment, but God, if they trust you and never doubt, you will surely bring them out. So bless them, God, in their health. Bless them with their finances. Bless them with their mind, their sanity. Oh, God, you're able. And God, we thank you, and God, we praise you. This is our prayer today in Jesus' name.
Amen. Travel and mercy, Lord, for you and your family.
Okay, well, she told me I was on prayer call.
Amen.
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 Everyone have a blessed day.
Everyone have a blessed day.
You as well.
All right.
God is so real. Lord, bless his name. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, all I can do is cry out, thank you, Lord. You've been so good. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. There is no one like you, Lord God.
Praise
we
Jesus.
Honor you. We bless you.
Mm-hmm.
We love you, the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
We've done it again. Hallelujah. Oh, he's so good.
Have a good week. Have a good week. First week of July.
I pray that God will give you all the rest that you need, Pastor. We're so looking forward to hearing the word from you.
Praise God, that's true. No matter what we do, God is forgiving God. That's true.
Safe travel. You know, Jesus still on the main line. Just call up and tell him what you want. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Search for eternity and know that there's no one but you, Lord. What a wonderful Savior, mighty God. Awesome in all you. To God be the Lord. When I think of all the things he's done for me, my soul can only cry up. Hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I'm not worthy. God is truly worthy.
Everybody has a blessed day.
Have a good week, first week of July.
Stay hydrated. Call your loved ones, especially our elderly. Make sure they're okay. Before you fall asleep, put your phone on mute.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, even if we are still in the need of Jesus, it's okay.
That's true. What is your name, Liz?
Amen.
Yeah, what is your name, Miss?
Thank you, Pastor, for your faithfulness.
Yeah, what is your name, Miss?
Oh, my name is Janice Prattfields.
Oh, Janice. I work with a Janice. She's a staff member at this program where I'm at now here in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then nice I work with a Janice at the store. Praise your name. That's just nice. What state are you in, Janice? Not to be nosy.
Say what?
I said, what state are you in? Not to be nosy.
I'm Philadelphia.
Are you in Philadelphia?
I'm in the state of Philadelphia. Pastor is my pastor.
Oh, that's wonderful, yeah. Yeah, that's where I was born and raised, in Philadelphia, and on Cleveland Street, yeah.
Well,
and
keep James my pastor in prayer. Did he get back home safely?
Okay, he's still over there in Spain.
Much needed rest that he needs. Because he is so busy.
Yeah.
And I thank God for his strength.
Mm-hmm. Yes. My mother used to say that all the time, Janice. She just said, I just ask God to give me the strength. And that's a true statement.
Have a blessed day.
Okay, you too, Janice. Nice to hear your name. Nice to hear your name. I love Janice. That's wonderful.
Bye-bye.
Have a good first week of July, Janice.
You all have a blessed and wonderful day.
Okay, thank you so much. You too, now. Stay nice and cool, you know. Mary is still there.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Manipulated.
Oh my God!
Good God, Oh. Oh, brother, now I'm gonna hang. Oh, yes, I'm hanging. Oh.